Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing today, sir?
Who's this?
My name is Tony, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure. As long as you don't ask sensitive information, then I'll hang up.
Well, just let me know, okay? Are you a legal resident in the state of Minnesota?
Correct.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Correct.
What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Inflation.
Inflation, okay.
And, Across the board.
And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Open borders.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just allow me a couple of moments. Let me select the one for you. Say overpopulation.
No, more of the borders aren't secured, so therefore
we can
sneak terrorists in.
Okay. So
and drugs.
Okay,
and
we
and
are talking
methods.
About the global environmental issue.
Global environment.
Yes.
Terrorism.
Terrorism, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Environmental issue?
Yes, sir.
Not enough solar panels being allowed to be used, wind generation with more green energy.
Okay, so we need more green energy, correct?
Correct, but I'm not going to total electric cars because we don't have the infrastructure for them, and then you run out of juice. You know, a hybrid, I like a hybrid that, you know, runs on both gas and electric.
Electricity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you don't run the risk of running out of fuel in the middle of nowhere.
Correct. Exactly. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Electric utilities. Would you say it's excellent, good, just
poor,
fair, poor?
Poor.
Agriculture and farming.
Poor.
Medical manufacturing.
Poor.
Forest products.
Poor because we can't find building materials because we have fires that burn the building materials.
What about refining?
Poor because we have energy that in North Dakota that we don't tap.
What about
I
mining?
Work there.
Mining.
Poor because they don't allow frack sand mining.
How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups. Would you say it's
poor?
Poor, okay.
Poor.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Poor.
U.S. Forest Service.
Well, they can't get the fires under control, so I'd say that's poor.
What about
burned all summer?
Forest and timber industries.
Well, they can't get the resources to the stores.
Okay.
So yeah, they're not planning.
You would say poor? Okay. What
not
about
poor.
County land departments?
We have a homeless population here that, and we've got land that's sitting,
okay.
Just sitting and stuff. So yeah, I would say poor.
Okay. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say is very important? Somewhat.
Yes, very important. Very important.
Very important. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, not at all
significant. Significant, but
significant.
We need the raw materials.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you say very or somewhat?
Very significant,
okay.
Because you can't build a house without wood. And
exactly.
With a shortage of wood makes everything more expensive.
Actually, we talk about that in this particular survey. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say
not enough?
More? Not enough. So,
not enough. Not
so
enough.
Fewer than harvested?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than in the 1970s?
Fewer.
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 Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
No.
What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say positive, negative, or no impact?
Negative.
Negative.
Negative. They also don't manage the forest until there's a fire. And when there's a fire, all summer in Minnesota, we've been getting smoke from Canada down here.
Yes, down there.
Oh yeah. And you can't breathe. You can't see. And it's all the way from Canada, and the farther north you go, the worse it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes. I believe it's done responsibly.
It's responsible. Okay. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Okay. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness and or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes, definitely.
Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes, but they also take wood chips and make particle board. They also take sawdust and they make furniture out of it.
Oh.
And they put a laminate over it where Ashley Furniture does that in Wisconsin.
Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No. We're already short of wood as it is. Why burn them up?
Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
Nope. Because it goes too far.
Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people.
Yes.
Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy? As significant?
Yes, significant, definitely.
Significant component of the Minnesota state economy, okay.
But our governor, our governor shut down us during COVID, and when they opened, finally back up, whereas Wisconsin opened 90 days into it, we lost a lot of industry, a lot of jobs, and a lot of people, and empty storefronts.
Because they opened later.
Way later. And you know what? Wisconsin, they opened after 90 days. So the woman that cut my hair, I went 90 days without a haircut, but I watched the governor look prim and proper because he had a hairstylist just off camera. And she opened and I was the second customer in the door because I stayed in contact with her. And you know what? She was the only provider in the family. So you know what? I watched venues go that where people put $2,000 deposit on their wedding and then the business is gone and they got to come up. Yeah. And they were able to not get their money back and you know what? That employs a lot of people. Waiters, servers, caterers. Yeah, gone. Stores that did clothing, gone. I mean, empty storefronts up and down in this town and businesses that are closing that have been open for 100 years are gone because of his dumb ass. But we do have a refrigerated warehouse of $4 million for all the bodies that we're going to pile up.
Wow.
You probably get it for $100,000 now. You could make your own packing plant in it.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
I think that would be handled by the industry, because the construction industry does training at the job force center out of their pocket, and they cater it.
Would you oppose the use of state taxes?
Yeah, I would oppose the use. You know what? The industry can train their own employees.
Now, let me read this to you, okay? We're almost done. I truly thank you. Just give me a couple of more minutes. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industries workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and child care. Now,
okay.
The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now,
okay.
Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
No, I wouldn't, because the forest industries could pony up that money and get people trained. They could give a grant to local areas, because I don't trust this governor with money. On day one, gasoline went up 30 cents a gallon because he put an environmental tax on it and a wetlands tax on it. And people used to come to our state from Wisconsin because we were cheaper, but now we're not.
Now, let me read you a list of several components of the program. And after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose it, or you be undecided?
Well, okay. I'd be opposing it, corporate welfare.
Okay, what about increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry, to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities? Would you support, oppose, or undecided?
Well, I'd support it, but when we tried that with MnDOT, we didn't get any women, we didn't get any minorities,
okay.
And what we did get was white males
okay.
only.
What about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care,
yes.
and education
yes.
issues?
Yes,
okay,
I support that.
What about
yeah.
getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide?
I would support it, but I'll tell you what, we did a career day when I was in school, and nobody wanted to work with a CNC machine. because they all want to work. These youngins all want to think they're gonna sit on a computer, which pays less. And when we did a thing for the construction industry, you have people that look down on blue collar people and said, my ex-sister-in-law, she goes, oh, you'll end up digging a ditch. Well, you can make $25 digging a ditch. And I said, people with engineering degrees are working at McDonald's because it's an overfilled field. You know? And I says, yeah, but you ain't going to listen because you look down on working people. I said, your son has a skill that he can do cars. He can put stereos in and stuff and all kinds of nice stuff. I said, you're going to insist that he goes to a college that is free instead of a tech school where he's good at it. Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. What
final
is the
question?
Highest level? Actually, we're on the final part, to be honest with you. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
2 years college.
Okay. And what is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
62.
Okay. How would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town?
Large city, Rochester, Minnesota. Second largest.
Okay. Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000?
I'm about $50,000.
Okay. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Moderate. There are some things I'm conservative about, like crime, and drugs, but I'm moderate about medical marijuana.
Okay. Now, which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing?
Well, I'm retired.
Oh, you're retired.
Yeah, but I did manufacturing.
Okay.
For 30 some odd years after I got out of the military. Then I did customer service when I lost my job to outsourcing.
Okay. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male?
Male. I'm not confused, and I'm not woke.
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, sir. I truly thank you, okay? We are complete with the survey. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too. Adios.
Adios.
Mucho gusto.